Well, hi, I'm glad you called right now. You know, it is so easy to look down. In fact, it just seems that my head naturally falls to a downward position. I found that true when I'm walking. But to have good posture, you know, one must sit erect or stand erect, or when you're walking, you know, hold your head up. When you're going through a tough time, it's easy to let your head fall down also. But this does not make sense physically for a healthy posture, nor does it make sense in our attitude posture. In fact, if we don't look upward, we might find that we're really in trouble. You take, for example, Perry, the Arctic explorer. Well, years ago in his writing, he states that he and his party were traveling toward the pole, and they were going at the rate of 10 miles a day. But they discovered that the ice floe on which he was sledding was drifting toward the equator at the rate of 12 miles a day. Wow. So actually, this guy and his party were losing 2 miles each day. But how did he find out what was happening? He looked up. He looked heavenward. And when he looked up, through instruments, they made the great discovery. Well, we must look skyward as well if we're to make progress. If we as pilgrims, or let's say explorers in our own right, are to get someplace, we're going to have to make progress gazing not on the ground, but upward. You know, we can't be certain of advancing in our life without looking up. King David, good example of that, and he put it this way in Psalm 123, I lift up my eyes to you, and to you whose throne is in heaven. So if we're going to win the race through whatever negative situation that we're passing, take yourself for example. We must look to Jesus. After all, he is the author and he is the finisher of your faith. So a prayer would be something like, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you bless this one who's holding the receiver. Bless him to lift up their eyes. And as we read, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Well, it comes from God. And in doing so, the things, the difficulties, the adversities of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory. Just bless this one in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friend, heads up. And after the signal, if you'd like to speak to you, you may. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.